episode 603, Against the Odds.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, beautiful. How are you? Are you up? Are you raring to go? Are you just enthusiastic for what is before you? Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is a gorgeous day of reflection, a time for you just to really hone in on who you are. Maybe where you're going. Where are you driving today? And not literally driving, but where are you driving your thoughts? Where are you headed? Are you headed in the right direction? Or maybe you're always turning right and maybe you need to take a different way. Maybe you need to go left and explore some other new paths. Against the odds. That's what we're chatting about today. There's really nothing here that needs to be explored more deeply than our own feelings inside. And sometimes we do get busy. We do get too caught up in our to-dos. We get too caught up in everybody else's to-dos. We worry about what's on TV. I mean, we've got a big election around the corner here in the U.S. Probably some of you in the other countries have been hearing about the craziness that's happening. We have destruction happening all over the country with earthquakes and hurricanes. We've got just, destruction after destruction. It's like, how can we even begin to keep focus on our own feelings? We're concerned about those around us. We're starting school. A new season is beginning for our children. Maybe even for you, maybe you've started back to school yourself. Maybe you're trying to finish up a huge project that's before you and you're on a deadline. Life is messy. But against the odds, you can accomplish anything. I really felt like I was against the odds this week, and I don't know why I felt that way. It was one of those things where it just kind of stumped me, and it really got me reflecting to the point of I would wake up thinking about it. I went to sleep thinking about it. I was driving to go take the kids to school, and I was thinking about it. I would go run errands, and I was thinking about it. And I thought, how hard am I really trying to reach my goals? Have you asked yourself that question? How hard are you trying to reach your goals? How hard are you pushing through the storms, battling the high winds against the odds? You being determined. How hard are you trying? And then why does it take always a storm to wake the drive within us? That deep-seated feeling of wanting it so badly. Only if we lived our daily lives in the midst of the storm would we achieve even more against the odds. You see, in the storm, we're on the edge. Why do we have to be on the edge to accomplish what we want? Why do we have to be stressed out to get where we want to go? Why do we have to procrastinate to the point of, yes, I got it done, against the odds? I don't know. Maybe I found a personal pattern within myself. And I'm working against a deadline right now, personally here for Create Your Now, my business. I'm working at some, on some things in my personal life. And I just felt like, gosh, am I going nowhere? Am I swimming upstream? Am I getting to where I'm supposed to be going? I don't know about you, but I get comfortable sometimes. I relax into my own rhythm, and I push only enough to feel accomplished. Now, I think part of that could be my perfectionism, as a recovering perfectionist. I really try hard to not allow that to stop me. But on the flip side, sometimes I think not wanting it perfect and allowing myself to relax and get comfortable doesn't give me that edge, that drive maybe that I need, not allowing me to soar with rigor and greatness. Maybe it's settling and accepting this is the best at this time in my life. When you let your guard down, it doesn't really matter whether or not you want to push through to greatness. You're no longer on the edge. But is it the best, though? Nothing is impossible when you set your mind to it, when you're willing to conquer the challenges against the odds. In fact, because of the struggles and troubles, you not only go farther in reaching and achieving your goals, but you grow personally. You learn more about who you were created to be. Your innermost strengths shine through. Your greatness is born. You become your best selfie against the odds. So am I selling myself short when I become complacent and not willing to go the extra mile, allowing the excuses to rule over my destiny, God's design for me? That is a heavy question. And if I'm honest, yeah, I do think I'm selling myself short. And I'm not letting God use me to my fullest potential of which He created. He deep-seeded those seeds and where I'm supposed to be in my life. He is the one who gave me those dreams. He is the one who gave me that passion. He is the one who's given me the purpose. And so where is my presence in my journey? Am I too complacent? Am I letting those excuses rule over my destiny? This had me just in a whirlwind this week. What are you bearing? What gift are you bearing and hiding? What are you wishing you were doing? But your excuses, whether it's you're busy, it's just messy time right now, your health isn't perfect, you don't have everything lined up where you want it to be. Are your excuses holding you down, robbing you of your greatness? Against the odds. I want to challenge you for a moment. I want you to break away from the technology world. And I know that's difficult to do. In fact, I saw a news report of the brand new phone from Samsung that in some instances have been, you know, they're charging and they explode. And sometimes I wish our technology would explode so we could get back to basics, so we could get back to our foundation. And so I want to challenge you today to get back to the foundation. I want you to get a piece of paper, pen, pencil, Crayola, I don't care. But I want you to get back to the basics. And I want you to take a moment and I want you to write your deep secret you hope to accomplish 6 months from now. I said 6 months from now. We're in September. September into February. What do you want to happen during those 6 months? And if you're listening to this later and it's maybe, you know, October or November, it's okay. Push it out 6 months. But as you're listening to this recording live, basically, fresh, hot off the press, 6 months from now pushes us into February, just after the new year. Where do you want to be against the odds? What if those excuses didn't get in your way? What would happen? What would you accomplish? Now, I'm doing the same thing because this whirlwind this week got me doing it because I was thinking about it. I would go to sleep and I would wake up. I would drive. I mean, it was consuming my thoughts. Am I the one who is drowning who I can be? Am I truly self-sabotaging with my excuses? Not even letting my thoughts take over, but the excuses that I have built in. Come on, you were created for greatness. Nothing is impossible. Why would you want your life to be robbed of your greatness that God has placed in you? He wants it born of you. So I want you to take time and I want you to write it out. What does that look like? How does it feel? When you think about it, does it make you smile? Does it bring joy inside you, like joy overflowing joy? It's important for us to really dig deeper. That's true growth. That's personal development. It's not just about reading self-help books and, oh, thinking, okay, well, this is how I'm going to reframe my goals. That's all great. That's all wonderful to sit here. And I help you with that. So I'm not putting any of that stuff down. But when we want to get to the nitty-gritty, when we want to get to the foundation of who you were created to be, and you creating your now, becoming your best selfie, you were created for greatness. Why allow yourself? Why limit yourself? Don't let the excuses get in the way. Against the odds, push through. What is that six-month secret that you have? Write it out. I love that. It's a six-month secret. That's what I wrote on the top of my paper. My six-month secret. What is it? Now, I want to take you a step further. I want you to share that six-month secret. But I want you to share it in a very safe place. And as much as I want to think that maybe our families are a safe place, I know from experience, sometimes that's even more scary to share it with people that, number one, that you love, and people who know you. Because then it's like you put it out there in the world, and then what? You now have judging eyes upon you. And you feel that way. You're like, whoa, if I put it out there, what's going to happen? So I'm going to put it out there. Come into our Facebook group. It's private. No one can see your post but the women who are in there. Come into this safe, small, intimate group. It's facebook.com/groups/thewomenofimpact. Now, if you can't remember all of that, that's okay. There's a link in the show notes. Just look at your phone. Hit that little icon. Let's try that again. Hit that eye icon there that gives you more information. You're going to see all these little notes that I write just for you. It's a quick overview. Maybe you've never experienced it before there. And there's links there. Just click on the link that says Women of Impact, and it'll take you right to the Facebook group. Request to join, and I will approve your request as soon as I check the Facebook. I'm not on there 24/7, but when I'm on there, I make sure I go there and check on it. And there will be a feed, and you don't even have to look for the feed. Just go in there and put in there 6 month secret and write it out. Now, this is after you've already done the pen to paper. Why? Because that pen to paper makes it so real. I literally sat for probably about almost an hour writing my 6 month secret. It brought me to tears. And my 6 month secret incorporated a lot more because God has given me a bigger vision for my life. A bigger vision as in my family's life, what we're to do, how we are to impact. For the vision of Create Your Now, this business. And I kept writing and writing and writing, and thoughts came to my head. And then I was interrupted. Yes, a child came in, and oh, that kind of distracts you. But you know what? It's okay. I came back to it. So if you are distracted, maybe you only have 2 minutes, savor those 2 minutes and write down your initial thoughts. You can come back and add to them. But I really want you to write that 6 month secret. Maybe it has nothing to do with something big and gigantic. Maybe it's about getting healthy. Maybe it's about finish that school project. You've got something major happening on the horizon. And when you know that you accomplish it, things are going to begin to roar in your life. Soar on wings like eagles. Higher than you could ever imagine. Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to release that? Stop burying it. We bury things. I know I bury them. And then we allow the excuses to become okay with where we are in our lives. I don't want those excuses to bury your greatness. I want you to be a living legacy right now. Why should you have to wait? Why should your death, I know this may be a little morbid here, but go with me here on this for a moment. Why should your death have to bring out your greatness? Why not be a living legacy in your life right now, impacting those around you? You were created on purpose for a purpose against the odds. God is carrying you. He has molded you. Why not let your greatness soar? Let your joy abound throughout the earth so that you can impact tens of hundreds of thousands of people. Because when you begin to impact one, it's not just one person you're impacting. They go out, and from your impact to them, they impact somebody. And then those somebodies impact others. And then those others impact you. See the effect that you can have. There is greatness within you. Don't bury it today. Against the odds, step up. Nothing is impossible. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness against the odds. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.